We continue with the day's top business news. An announcement on a 5 billion rand loan to Eskom by the Public Investments Corporation has not been widely welcomed. While Trade Union Federation COSATU has supported the move, the Public Service Association has echoed the sentiments of lobby group ALTA in opposing it. PSA Deputy Secretary General Tahir Maepa joins us on the line. Tahir, tell us about the basis of your organization's opposition.
Well, our position to oppose this bailout is based on a principle agreement that we had between ourselves, PIC, GPF, COSATU was also there, SAFTU was also there when we made presentations in Parliament. During those presentations, it was agreed that until such a time that these SOEs demonstrate the capability to deal with corporate governance issues within them, they are not going to be funded anymore. Mm-hmm. And besides that, PIC has overinvested in these SOEs, which has a risk factor that comes with it. We were sure yesterday afternoon when we saw the joint stadium statement of both the PIC and GPF saying that they've decided to give Eskom a soft loan. For us, that we saw it as a sense of betrayal and lies that have been told to us. I must also say that we had an impromptu meeting with PIC today.
Okay.
They came to see the PSA to come and explain themselves. And from the explanation that they gave us, they obviously thought, or that's what they say, they thought that GPF has consulted, because according to their correspondence, GPF said that this was a board decision, but we now know that it was never a board decision. This was a decision that was taken by the chairperson of the GPF and the CEO, which also we find it very strange for them to go above the board and just take such a huge decision on behalf of the pension fund members. But nonetheless, they then assured the PSA to say that they are guaranteeing that the money will be back in the PIC's account within 30 days. And on the 15th, they will confirm to us exactly the date in which that money will be back, because they've got surety from banks that the delay in assisting Eskom, it was just administrative delay. Once they release that money, they will give PIC the money back, and it will go back into the coffers of PIC.
Tahir, you've indicated that there was an agreement in place that the PIC would not be lending money to SOEs until some sort of proof is given that they are able to move on from a terrible fiscal position. Wouldn't you say that changes in the leadership of Eskom, especially the board, is that not an indication of Eskom as an SOE trying to move forward and fixing the rot?
It's a step in the right direction, but we cannot say it's a surety. We don't know these people. We don't know what they are capable of doing. We don't know their resolve. At the end of the day, remember, the whole situation in Eskom is quite a complex problem, whereupon a lot of powerful people have been accused of being part of this state capture project. And we still have people like him being ministers there. You still have Malusi Gigaba being the Minister of Finance. So there's no way that we can be comfortable that simply the new board it automatically will result in good corporate governance. They must prove it by action. And it's not something that is going to happen overnight. We wish them well. We want them to succeed. But while they are doing that, they must leave our money alone.
Thank you so much for your input. PSA Deputy Secretary General Tahir Maepa discussing the organization's opposition to the PIC's 5 billion rand loan to Eskom.